Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, May 2nd. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know. Today is National Brothers and Sisters Day. It's an unofficial holiday to celebrate this special bond between siblings and a chance to reflect on people you've known for most of your life. So today, hello to my sisters, Colleen and Jennifer, and my brother, Jonathan. Love you so much today and every day. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area. This morning, it's cloudy and feels like 43 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:45 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:36. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of showers before 10 a.m., then a chance of showers after 2 p.m. It will be a mostly cloudy day with a high near 67 and wind of 8 to 11 mph. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Tonight, a chance of showers between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m. with a low around 46. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be just after 12 a.m. with a high tide just before 6 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 49 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, this weekend will be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers each day and highs in the upper 50s. Friday will be partly sunny with a chance of showers, mainly between noon and 3 p.m., and a high near 58. The chance of rain continues Friday night and through the weekend. Monday will be mostly sunny and much warmer, with a high near 70 and a chance of showers. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them. Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, Boston's Dorchester Avenue, stretching between the Andrew and Broadway Red Line stops, is set to transform into one of the city's newest neighborhoods. The On the Dot development will introduce a mix of housing, retail, parks, and life science spaces. This project is part of Boston's ongoing urban revitalization, similar to the transformations seen in the Seaport and South End areas. With a focus on modern living that combines work and leisure, On the Dot aims to attract young professionals with amenities like large retail spaces and public event areas, enhancing the city's dynamic growth. Now on to sports. In the NBA playoffs, the Boston Celtics demonstrated sheer dominance in Game 5 of their playoff series, securing a decisive 118-84 victory over the Miami Heat at TD Garden. This win marks their third consecutive blowout and propels them into the Eastern Conference semifinals for the seventh time in 8 years. From the onset, the Celtics established a commanding lead, sinking 8 3-pointers in the first quarter alone and maintaining a near 20-point advantage. Key performances included Derek White and Jaylen Brown, each scoring 25 points. The Celtics now await the winner of the Orlando Magic and Cleveland Cavs series to determine their next opponent. In local sports, the Red Sox at home beat the Giants 6-2. They're on a roll now. And the Celtics at home smoked the Heat 118-84. Tonight, The Red Sox are at home to close out this series against the Giants. And the Bruins are on the road for Game 6 in Toronto. In top news, Changpeng Zhao, known as CZ, the founder of the cryptocurrency exchange Binance, has been sentenced to 4 months in federal prison by U.S. District Judge Richard Jones in Seattle. The sentence comes as a result of Zhou's limited involvement in illegal activities related to Binance. Notably, the judge recognized Zhou's charitable contributions and his readiness to accept responsibility for the infractions. Although the sentence exceeded what CZ's legal team had hoped for, advocating for house arrest, it was considerably less severe than the one-year guideline suggested and the three-year imprisonment sought by prosecutors. This outcome highlights the judiciary's acknowledgement of Zhou's cooperative attitude, as he did not resist extradition and actively participated in the legal process. This case serves as a pivotal example of the benefits of cooperation with legal proceedings, especially when contrasted with less cooperative figures in the crypto industry. Now, if we could just get people in powerful positions to stop stealing our money, then we'd really be making some headway. In business news, SES is set to acquire Intelsat for $3 billion in a major consolidation within the satellite telecommunications industry. This move comes as a strategic response to the competitive pressures from newer, agile networks like Starlink. The merger will unite SES and Intelsat's extensive fleets, creating a powerhouse with around 100 geostationary satellites. This formidable new entity aims to enhance global communications coverage, boasting a reach that includes both traditional geostationary satellites and newer medium and low-Earth orbit systems. The collaboration signifies a pivotal shift towards multi-orbit network capabilities, aiming to deliver more robust and versatile communication solutions across a variety of sectors, including commercial and military applications. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now under $58,000. Ethereum is $2,900. And Solana is $129. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In 2022, Google paid Apple a staggering $20 billion to maintain its status as the default search engine on Safari for iOS and macOS. This payment marks a significant increase from the $15 billion paid in 2021. The details of this financial arrangement were disclosed as part of the U.S. Department of Justice's antitrust lawsuit against Google, which accuses the tech giant of monopolizing online search activities. This deal, dating back to 2002, highlights the critical importance of such partnerships in Google's strategy, as it competes with other companies like Microsoft, who have also sought to secure default search engine status on Apple's platforms. In entertainment news, this May, gear up for an exciting lineup of films and TV shows sure to capture every viewer's interest. Kicking off with the adaptation of Tom Wolfe's A Man in Full on Netflix, this series promises a deep dive into the highs and lows of an Atlanta businessman's life. On Prime Video, Anne Hathaway returns in The Idea of You, a film exploring unexpected romance at a music festival. Our cinematic journey continues with The Fall Guy, A blockbuster featuring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, set to debut in theaters. Also on the list is the return of the beloved Doctor Who on television, and a fresh look at a cultural icon with the Beach Boys documentary on Disney+. Whether it's action-packed drama or insightful documentaries, there's something for everyone this month. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Nelson Mandela. And the former president of South Africa said, "The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.